cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to the YLP on Cliff Central, brought to you by the Leadership Platform in association with Student Brands. With me, I don't roll alone, as you must know. I've got the incredible Chanel and our fabulous guest, Nolly. Say hi to our listeners.
Hello. Oh, that was at the same time. We're so in sync.
I see. So imagine having a platform that allowed you to engage and network with entrepreneurs and business owners simply via Twitter. WeTalk is the platform that allows you to do this. So we speak to the co-founder of WeTalk, Nolo Noabo. Unta.
Yes. Wow. I'm just going to tell everyone that we were trying to practice this before we started. And I said to Bongani, you're taking that because I cannot do the clicking thing with my tongue.
Uh-huh. So Nolo Noabo,
yes, sir,
is a business mentor and management marketing student who shares her vision with us today. So Nolo Noabo, introduce yourself to our guests.
Hi to everyone who's listening. I struggle when people say I should introduce myself because I don't know what to say. But for the sake of the people who are listening, my name is Nolly, as they had said. Nolo Noabo, the co-founder of WeTalk, born and raised in Omtata, doing my first year at Boston City Campus. That's right.
Great. And so you moved from Omtata.
Yeah.
And you were doing exceptionally well in high school, as we were reading through your high school transcripts or results rather.
Yeah.
And so what inspired the business route?
Business is something that has always been in me, I guess, because I think I told you guys that at home, when I was growing up, we had a little spaza shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was directly involved because every Saturday, what we used to do is every Saturday, me and my dad went to get stock, and prior to getting stock on Friday, I used to do the profit or loss type of thing.
Okay.
But when we closed the shop, I found myself doing arts at school, drama, and a bit of athletics. Yeah. Right after that, I got into business again. So I think business has been something that has always been in me some type of way. As much as I tried to escape it, but yeah, it has always found me, I guess.
So pretty much being with your father in that business inspired the entrepreneur in you?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really, because after the shop had closed, after I had got into drama and stuff at school, I had told myself that I want to be an actress, I want to get into the media industry, into the entertainment industry.
Okay.
But I think in grade nine, probably around June, we got introduced to a new teacher. When we were introduced to the new teacher, I fell in love with EMS.
Oh wow! I can't remember when last I heard that.
Accounting, economics, and business studies. And then grade 10 now, that's when I fell in love with business studies. And at school, we had like a market day every year.
Mm-hmm.
Market days where we like sell stuff, anything. We come up with your own capital and you sell to make profit, basically.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not because of my dad or anything. That's something I found
great. Is it the thrill?
Probably.
So now, You've studied business and you want to continue studying business at a tertiary level.
Yes.
And so now there's a difference between people who want to move into the business space as a profession,
mm-hmm,
and people who want to move into the business space as entrepreneurs who want to start their own business. So now why take the route of the entrepreneur instead of moving into the professional business space?
Because firstly, I take myself as an innovator.
Okay.
I'm not the type to, to everyone who's listening, I hope this doesn't sound rude or harsh or anything, but I'm not the type to submit under a boss.
Okay.
I like being my own boss. I love the idea of being my own boss. Hence, I found myself into the entrepreneurship route. And you must understand that being an entrepreneur means you start and own your business. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what I did. And for me, it was something very easy for me because also I'm filled with so much ideas about everything and anything. My mind doesn't rest. So for me to have to go to someone and say, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? Yes, I understand that you have to find someone whom you're going to work with, mm-hmm. whom you're going to tell about this thing. But yeah, it's different from me saying, boss, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
Than me saying, hey, let's do this.
Partner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I understand that you say it's easy for you because you're passionate about it, obviously. Mm. But there must be some challenges that you must have faced being an entrepreneur, starting your own business. And I think that sort of resonates through to young people, you know, your age and your position that might be going through the same thing. So what are some of the challenges that you have faced going into this journey, and how have you overcome those?
Okay, firstly, let me say this. When I started this business this year, I did not plan it. So I had told myself that when I get to Johannesburg, I'm going to get to Johannesburg and focus on my schoolwork. But because of something I found on Twitter, it intrigued me, and I thought, okay, no, let me just do this. So one of the challenges I faced is well, common challenge, finance. Mm. I didn't have money. And for me, when I started this project or business, I didn't know that it would need money.
Okay.
Because it's like, we on Twitter, guys, what do we need money for? Until I realized that we need a graphic designer, we need a website developer, we need a photographer, we need a videographer, we need an editor, we need so much more. And to be honest with you, I thank God for my business partner, because if he wasn't there, Hard Life Muhammad, if he wasn't there, I don't think We Talk would have been where it is today, because he has been in the industry for a very long time. So he helped me. So challenges, it's finance, it's research. I had not done research about this thing I'm getting into. Mm-hmm. But look, I'm a success now.
That's true. Just for our listeners, you said that you had to do some research to find out exactly what you were getting into. Yeah. Will you share with us some of the places that you found the answer to that, or that you use to research, so that, you know, some of our listeners who's the same can also go and have that resource?
Yeah. Okay. So, last year, let me bring it back to last year. Last year, what had happened was I was involved in a chat on Twitter. So last year, when I was involved in a chat on Twitter, I had met a few business people who are interested. Back last year, I was trying to start a non-profit organization, which failed, but that's a story for another day. So I had met people who were interested in helping me with the non-profit organization. So when it failed, I went back to them and told them, guys, this thing failed, so peace out. So later on this year, when I now had to research about this thing, now I had questions about this thing, I went back to those people, because it's this what the project I'm into doesn't need, like, you don't focus on one person. Yeah, let me say, you don't focus on one person. So you don't go to one person for source of information.
Okay.
So internet being my help, business partner being my help, and, the business people I had met on the chat last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, with a lot of great people like your Thomas Edison, he tried building a light bulb for several number of times, and all those times he got it wrong until that one time that he got it right. And he learned a lesson from that. I mean, he's Thomas Edison. Everybody knows who Thomas Edison is today. Oprah Winfrey was fired at some point because they thought she was not for TV. But now she owns her own network, let alone production, you know. Michael Jordan, he was sidelined on high school basketball team.
Yes.
Everybody knows Michael Jordan. What are some of the lessons that you've learned from that failure that is now propelling you to do things in a certain way with WeTalk?
I wouldn't say it's something that I had learned then, but it's something that I'm starting to realize now, or starting to learn now. Like you had made an example of Oprah and the other people. One thing about this industry, or one thing about being in business or any type of industry, is that you have to persevere.
Mm. Okay.
You have to keep knocking until the door opens. Yes, you're going to meet with people who are going to tell you it's not possible, or you're too young, you don't have money, you do that. But you need to realize that even the experts get it wrong. So who am I to listen to? Well, yes, I value people's opinions and views. But you must understand that if you believe in your product and if you know what you want to do, there's nothing that can hinder you from
doing the things that you want to do. Basically. So now you've come all this way,
yes,
and you started an NGO and things didn't go so well.
Yes.
And now you've faced with a lot of industries. You could have gone into food, you could, yes, have gone into farming,
yes,
or entertainment, like you were saying.
Yes.
So now what inspired WeTalkBiz? The conceptualization of WeTalkBiz.
Okay. So last year, when I was about to start the organization, I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know, this was before I had been involved on the chat, that other chat. So I got exposed to this chat on Twitter last year. And then as I was on the chat, I realized that these people are not consistent with the way they do things. It's like, okay, this Thursday we're having the chat, that Thursday they don't have, that Thursday, that type of thing. And then I realized that I'm not satisfied with the way they're doing things. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, well, what can you do? So I tried to reach out. I tried my best to reach out to those guys. I went through the whole procedure, the whole process of getting to the management or whatever, anyone who can listen to me, but I got access denied. Yeah, basically. So I decided to start my own.
Okay.
So WeTalk was inspired by another chat. But I told myself that starting WeTalk means that I'm going to do things differently.
Okay.
I'm going to bring the fun into the chat thing. So for me, when I didn't know who to talk to, I thought, okay, well, Noli, if you can come up with a platform where it's surrounded by entrepreneurs, it's surrounded by so many people whom anyone can come to ask help from, I thought, well, that's a great idea. So I took some of the things I had known or I had adopted from the other chat. I took them to my chat. I innovated it. I brought it to 2016. I brought it to 2021. Mm-hmm. And yeah, basically.
So now, obviously, this question was bound to come. Why Twitter of all the social media platforms that are there?
Twitter, people should understand that Twitter is a very powerful platform.
Okay.
Twitter can make you. Twitter can break you. So many businesses are found on Twitter. So many businesses are destroyed on Twitter.
Okay.
And I've met so many business people on Twitter, none on Facebook.
Okay.
So for me to take it to Facebook didn't make sense to me. As much as we do want to take it to Facebook, because the people who don't have Twitter.
Yeah.
So we do want to accommodate those people. That's something that we're still working on. But we took it to Twitter because Twitter is a powerful platform, and Twitter is where this whole this whole chat thing started from. It only made sense for me for it to be on Twitter, although I wanted it to be on radio, but
So now drive us into how the procedure of what goes on a Tuesday night,
mm-hmm,
when the conversations get going with the guests.
Okay. So every Tuesday on Twitter, on our Twitter account, what happens is we have a guest, a high profile guest. We make sure that we get the best of the best.
Yeah.
If you have seen or if you visited our website, you will agree with me when I say we try to get the best of the best. Adrian
yes,
being part of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the WeTalk team prepares 10 questions around our guests. If our guest is an accountant, mm-hmm, for an example. So we are going to try and prepare 10 questions around the accounting firm or the accounting industry, mm-hmm, anything that will intrigue the people, because we should, we take into consideration our guest and we take into consideration our participants, because as much as we are asking the guest, but this is for our participants, this is for our people so that they can be able to answer questions. So we prepare 10 questions, we ask the guest and the participants as well. And yeah, that's how it goes. So even our participants talk to our guests. That's what we wanted to do. Wanted to bring a guest that our participants can talk to. Yeah. If you have any question, if you have anything, if you want to collaborate with our guest, you know where to get them. You are able to talk to them. So yeah. In the middle of the chat, people do, are posing some questions. So yeah.
Okay. So basically what we talk is if I'm understanding this correctly, it's a link between those who do not have the answers to entrepreneurship and the entrepreneurs who clearly do.
Yes, but We Talk is not only for those aspiring to be. We Talk is also for those who are established, because what we're trying to bring to people is the power of collaboration. We want people to collaborate, and we want one of the things that we tried to do last week is we got a guest from the US. So we're trying to also bridge the gap. We're trying to expose our people to how business is done in the US and how and people from the US, how we do business in South Africa and Africa. So it's not only for those aspiring to be. If you already have a business, it's a platform for you to grow, because you must understand that no one knows everything. So me being there, as much as I have a business, but me being there, I can learn from you. I can learn from a startup. I can learn from someone who has not even started yet. So it's not only for those who want to be in the industry.
And on your guests, are they most of the guests that you've had? Or do you find that the people that you approach to be guests, are they very open to We Talk?
Yes, they like the concept of We Talk. I think because the chat that I was involved in last year failed. So now I think excuse me to anyone who has a chat on Facebook, but on Twitter, sorry. But We Talk is one of the successful chats, if not the only successful chat.
And so what goes behind the selection process in terms of the kind of guests that you bring on the platform?
I'll tell you the truth. We don't sit down and plan, we're going to take guests from Investec.
Okay.
Or we're going to take guests from Cliff Central. Mm-hmm. No, it's not like that. But we find guests on our account, because you must understand that our first guest was Idris Sultan. So that was us now from South Africa going to Tanzania, because he's from Tanzania. And so, and many other countries, in many other African countries. So now us having Idris is now exposing We Talk to so many things and so many people. So now people come to We Talk. They follow us. So now we choose the best from the ones who follow us, and we choose the best from the ones who are here in South Africa doing a whole lot of great things, and those in Africa and those in the US. And yeah.
And hopefully to the rest of the world as well.
Yes, definitely.
I love the ideation of the whole concept of We Talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And what are some of the entrepreneurial problems that you saw in what society has portrayed that you're trying to solve using We Talk?
This is one of the challenges that I'm hoping stops. Companies or business people find it hard to invest in other businesses, especially startups. Here in this industry, what I hate about this industry is the fact that you have to prove yourself. You have to, you have to show them who you've worked with, so that they can buy into your product. It's not even a matter of, guys, but we are one of the most successful chats on Twitter. No, we must see who you've had on the chat. So you must tell them, no, we've had Adrian, we've had Idris, we've had Tibelo, Tibs, Mutsuwan. So that's one of the things that I hate, is the fact that you have to prove yourself. People should learn to invest in businesses, not because of the people they worked with, but because of the quality of the business. Mm-hmm. The uniqueness of the business. So that's one thing that we're trying to solve. Also, collaboration, as I had said, people should understand that in this entire world, you can never be anything on your own. Mm. You need help. So we are trying to collaborate. And this is not a collaboration between South Africans or Africans, as I had said. This is a collaboration from South Africa to the US, South Africa to Germany, mm. South Africa to Italy or Spain or whatever. So that is what also we are trying to do. It's the collaboration, it's the investing in businesses, because one of our things is we want to grow businesses. Yeah. Mm.
Do you think entrepreneurs, though, do a lot of research into what they want to do? Because I feel, you know, with how things are easier to do, you go to CIPC, you register a company, you get your tax clearance certificates and numbers and everything, mm-hmm. and you open a business account, and then people start trading. Mm-hmm. And then they walk into a pitch, for instance, and they demand for an idea, not an established business, for an idea.
Yeah.
They'll be selling, 30% of the business at 400K. Not knowing that if you're going to be asking for 400K for 30%, then it means you're valuing your business at around 1.2 to 1.4 million.
Yeah.
And it's still an idea.
Yeah.
So do you think entrepreneurs spend a lot of time into doing a lot of research? Like, for instance, valuation of a business. Mm-hmm. Do they know how to value their businesses, amongst a lot of things?
Some. There are some people who do their research, because you must. And one of the people we had approached, because WeTalk is under a company. Mm-hmm. WeTalk is not a company. WeTalk is under a company called Network House. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the company that's into the registration process right now. There are people who will only associate themselves, or will only hear you out after they've done a full research about you, full research about, and you must understand that research means I have to know whether what is it that I'm going to gain from your business. Mm. It's not a matter of, okay, I see that you're successful now, but how successful will you be in 10 years time or 20 years time? Mm. So there are certain entrepreneurs who do research. There are some who are just like, we see you that she's successful. I know we are in, you see. So it's 50-50 for me.
and how can you guys, since you're driving a conversation around business, mm-hmm. and you know, the power of driving conversations, I think Adrian would be a stalwart of this, being a leadership conversationalist, that they help solve a lot of these problems. Mm-hmm. So how are you driving at addressing that, having launched an online conversation?
I'm not sure how good we're doing at that. I don't even want to lie to you. I'm not sure. And the reason why I'm not sure is because let's say we get you as a guest.
Okay.
And you are a marketing genius.
Okay.
It's in the marketing industry, let me just put it like this. I'm very sorry, guys. Let me just put it like this. It's 30% of the time where we get guests whom we can address a lot. Like, and Xavi Derrick. Xavi Derrick is one of the, a many successful businessman here in South Africa. So with him, you can ask him anything and everything pertaining the problems that we're facing in South Africa in the business industry. But with people who are doing marketing, you can't expect to ask, you can't really ask them certain questions, because what we do is, before we get into the chat, we show you the questions.
Okay.
And some people will tell you, but no, I can't answer these questions. Mm. I think you need to lean closer into what I do.
Okay.
So you find that we are struggling now to address some situations or some problems per se because of such things. But we try our best. We can't really get a fully fledged a businessman all the time.
So say we were sitting with a government official who can bring solutions to problems that entrepreneurs have. What kind of questions would you ask them?
What kind of questions would we I don't know.
You're putting on the spot.
We need to be able to think on our feet, because I think, you know, in business, like you said that before you started We Talk Biz, that you did a lot of research into entrepreneurship and things.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get into the business space and we do our research and we know exactly what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now, and then we complain about certain problems.
Mm.
And then given the opportunity to be able to take those problems to somebody that can solve them, we don't really know what we want them to solve to mm-hmm. make our lives easier.
Yeah.
You get my point?
Yeah. I think...
How can the government meet us halfway then, as entrepreneurs?
By putting us on the pedestal, by putting us on the stage. You must understand that, like I said, man, it's not so many people who like to invest in businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yes, I think firstly they need to give us money.
Okay.
Because we know they have money. So we know they have money. They need to provide companies or businesses that help us with startup funds.
Okay.
Because that's one of the reasons why many businesses fail, because of the money. And you must understand that getting into business is very expensive. Mm-hmm. It's a very expensive life, especially as a startup, because there are certain things you need to do. It's fine when you're established, because now people are into your business. So you, as much as you're spending, but it's just like, yeah, well, I have investors. There are people who are supplying, but
there's a pool of money.
Yeah. So if the government would avail money to us, guys, avail, if you're listening and you're in a position where you can do this for us, that would be great. Avail money to us. Yes, we understand that you can't go around giving money to everyone.
Mm.
But it's, There's a research you need to do. If you see that the business is doing well and the business can prosper, the business can be relevant in 10 years time, then I don't know why they shouldn't give us money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we get a hold of We Talk Biz?
Twitter.
Yes.
We are @_WeTalk. I repeat, on Twitter we are @_WeTalk. On Facebook we are WeTalk. On Instagram we are WeTalkBiz_. On LinkedIn, is it LinkedIn?
Yeah. LinkedIn, yeah.
Yeah. We are WeTalk. And yeah.
Awesome.
And just remind everyone when WeTalk takes place.
Okay, WeTalk is every Tuesday
mm-hmm.
on Twitter, 8:00. To 9:00, though tomorrow is our last chat for this year. We have to close down. People are going for holidays. We also need a rest, and we're closing it. We are closing it off with a bang. We have an accountant, and Precious Mvulane, a registered accountant. We are talking everything festive money and the saving, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Awesome. Thanks a lot for coming.
Thanks
to our listeners as well, who have been part of this show. Please do interact with us on YLP Cliff Central on Twitter and Instagram and Youth Leadership Platform on Facebook. Stay tuned for the second segment, which is showcasing South African talent.
I'm off now. Bye bye. CliffCentral.com.